first person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores looks at what it means to be human today.
Humanity's existence has been predicated on resource scarcity and the struggle to survive and improve our material lot. We evolved with family structures based on lifespans that were much shorter than we experience now, and those lifespans are about to get much longer. Out-of-home advances by women, more education, and longer lives have combined to erode the nuclear family of old. We have more singles, more unmarried people, and more divorced men and women than ever before. We have more people who follow the nuclear model more than once, having families when young and doing so again later in life. Imagine what will happen to family relationships when lifespans reach 150 to 200 years. What if the reproductive ability of both sexes could be extended into our 50s, 60s, and even 70s? Obviously, many of our current sociocultural norms will no longer be valid. We might, for instance, look forward to a century of retirement after working to age 70. And when technological innovation renders most work obsolete, how are we going to occupy our increasing amounts of free time? How are we going to forge our identities? So much of who we are today is based on our work roles. When those are reduced or taken away, we'll be forced to redefine ourselves in new ways. All of human experience has been characterized by struggle and the continuous need to overcome obstacles. This may not always be pleasant, but it defines us. So much of our art, music, and literature is based on how humans cope with this lifelong struggle. What happens when material prosperity is so readily available that struggle, for most of us, is no longer necessary? All of this will change us in ways we have yet to fully appreciate. It will require us to redefine what it means to be human and what type of society we want to inhabit.
Jason Scores is a professor at the Middlebury Institute for International Studies in Monterey. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.